Good to see you all. Oh, those lights are right in my eyes today. I think it's where I'm stood. Oh, right then, let's just do a bit of housekeeping, just get my books in order, get my little water at the side, be able to see your gorgeous faces, because that's what we do when we're at home, isn't it? We get ourselves so that we just know the people around us are with us. We love seeing each other's faces. We love being able to support each other. And do you know, for those of you that are watching online as well, I know there's quite a few people that can't physically be in church for various reasons. You know, just keep in touch, keep being looked after. Let us know what's going on so people can come out and see you and support you as well, because that's what church family does, doesn't it? So I don't know about you, but I just thought, how can we be a week into September already? Has anyone else just thought, where on earth has summer gone? I like turned around and there's September. What a mad month. So one of the things that I have absolutely loved is being able to watch and listen and see and hear people's stories while we've done the commissioned service. Hasn't it been great to be able to hear people share how they live out their faith in different ways? And being able to see all the things that have been going on the kids' camps and youth camps and all the other things that have been happening over summer. How incredibly blessed are we to be able to share and stand together and be church family. So one of the things that we've been doing over at Bridge Horwich as well, if you want to just put up the Bolton Lunches slide for me, we've been in partnership with Urban Outreach, giving out lunches, free packed lunches to any child that needs a packed lunch. When schools are shut, they're not getting the free school meals. Food poverty is a big issue for Bolton, and we do lots of things with Urban to, as a church, to address that and to do our little part to play. So this summer, across all the different hubs, we gave out 73,468 lunches. Pretty big number. Pretty big number. So as you can see from a photo where we are up at Bridge Horwich, some of the figures there, we gave out 1,479 lunches from our church location up in Horwich, and that was to 176 children. 73,500, big statistic. I don't know 73,500 children that the children that came to collect those packed lunches, but I do know the 176 children that came into my life at Bridge Horwich. Do you know, we can be overwhelmed sometimes with statistics and needs, can't we? We can get a bit overwhelmed with the news and things that are going on where we just think, God, I don't even know how to pray now because the problems just seem too big. But actually, the things I remember about the summer is the conversations with the children telling me about what they've been doing that week, telling me about family stuff. Some of them that were like saying, I need to pack lunches today because I'm really, really hungry. Some that were just there and they'd been practicing jokes and they're coming in telling me these jokes, and we'd got two little brothers that had come and just lean on the table and just laugh and laugh. That's my part and my heart of the 73,500. We need to sometimes stop looking at the enormity of the issue, don't we? And let's just take it back to looking at the one that's in front of us. You know, our mission statement here at church is about transforming our communities one person at a time. And we can say that in a bit of a sweeping statement, but actually, who is in front of us right now? Who needs us right now? Who do you need right now? Because church family is about being together, and we're transforming our communities in church first. So don't get lost in the crowd. Don't get lost if you can't be physically in the building and feel isolated and alone. Make sure that you are connecting with good people that will support you and do you good. Because we are a praying church. And I'm just been so thrilled to see how we have supported and loved each other. Every time we have people that are poorly or are sick, do you know, we literally stop in our tracks. It was great even just hearing about at the football this week that they stopped to think and pray for John and the family as they're stood around mum's bed at the minute. And, you know, just to know that personal connection, the worship team stopping to pray. Thank my God. Every time I remember you in all my prayers for all of you with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from this day until now. And being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. He who began a good work in you. Do you know, we need to be able to stop sometimes, don't we, and just think, God, you are doing a good work in me. You know, it's very often, isn't it, we can think of ourselves very negatively. You can think of the things you're not. You can think of the things that you've done as a mistake or you shouldn't have done. God is carrying on an incredibly good work in you. And as he brings us all to stand together through life and its ups and downs, isn't it incredible that we can say, thank you, God, for putting people in my life as church family that get it, that know that they can raise their arms in faith. So can we turn to 2 Chronicles 20? And either on your apps or in your Bibles. And if you've not got it with you, I really encourage you to take time to just read this again when you get home. It says, after this, the Moabites and Ammonites and some of the Mennonites, well, that's a nice, easy way to start, isn't it, with all those words that we're not used to, came to wage war against Jehoshaphat. Some people came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the Dead Sea. It's already at Hazaron Tamar. Basically, there's trouble just around the corner. There's a battle coming just around the corner. You know, have you ever had that sense of impending dread of something that is just around the corner? So Jehoshaphat was alarmed, not surprised. So he resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together. They came together to seek help from the Lord, and they came from every town in Judah to seek him. The people came together. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem and at the temple of the Lord in front of the new courtyard, and he said, Lord, the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? Do you know, sometimes we have to remind ourselves, God is in heaven. Do you know, when we're looking and we're overwhelmed by the numbers and the stats and the news, God is in heaven. Are you not the God who's in heaven? Well, yes, he is. You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. Oh God, you did not drive out the inhabitants from this land before your people Israel and give it to your descendants Abraham. Was that not you? You lived in it and you built in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, if calamity comes upon us, whether that by sword or judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence. Before this temple, that bears your name, and we will cry out to you in distress, and you will hear us and save us. In this world, we know there'll be trouble. But what's the rest of the verse? Jesus has already overcome the world. Do you know, in calamity, sometimes we can just stand there and say, we cry out to you in distress, God, but we know that you hear us. God, now we have no power to face the vast army that is attacking us, but we do know that you are with us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. And another translation says, we are powerless against this great horde that is coming. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. And then all the men of Judah and their wives and children and little ones stood there before the Lord. And I'm going to carry on reading that in a little bit, where they go into this incredible time of just saying, we don't know what to do. Our eyes are going to be on you, so we're going to praise you. So you know that I love a little bit of going on my walks. So I thought we'd just share a bit of my holiday pictures with you today, if that's okay. You know, I think we had the walks round. I don't know if anyone ever found that bench that was well hidden. Did you find it? That was just that whole thing of being overgrown. So I'm going to show you, this is the first picture. So we had the privilege of going on holiday to Cornwall this summer, which was gorgeous. It was great to be able to just stop, to get to a beach. Don't do that enough when we're in our normal working weeks, do we? Just taking time out. So it was really lovely. Now, one of the things, and I don't know whether it'll particularly show so well, but this beach I absolutely love. So every single day I would insist, sometimes depending on the weather, the kids wouldn't come, but that the dog was well walked this week. And I just stopped and took photos, same place, same beach, different weather and a different perspective every single day. So on this first one, there was like, you're really not going to be able to get the magnitude and the awe of God's creation from a photo. But this first one, there was this incredible cloud formation. And it was grey and it was looking a bit yucky. But you know when sometimes you see in the movies that they have this thing where God's speaking and this rays of light come down and you can practically hear the organs going, ah! So there was like this one day where the clouds were breaking and there was this incredible shaft of light that came down and just hit over the rocks that were there. Another day, this far one, I don't know whether you can pick up, that was actually rain that was coming down and you could see the rain in the distance hitting the rocks. And you know, the rain's coming. The rain's coming. We're going to get wet. There were other days when it was so windy, it was like a sandstorm, and it was like exfoliating on an nth degree because we were just getting so whiplashed with all this sand. And other days where the weather was so bad, I must admit I bottled it, I didn't go and get any photos of that then. But all these different types of weather that came, same place, different weather every time, different times, different perspective on how you look at the same thing. The one thing that was the constant was the rocks. The rock. We know that the very essence of our faith is that whatever the storms are, whatever the wind is, whether we can see that the rain and the storm is coming in the distance, like Jehoshaphat, it's just around the corner, whether it feels overwhelming, the things and the battles that we're in, whether it just feels so grey, that you think, oh God, I just need a breakthrough in this. And yet, same perspective. different perspective rather, in the same spot. But it just really reminded me that unchanging is building our lives on the rock that is Jesus. The Bible tells us, on this rock, I will build my church, when it was talking about Peter. And on this rock, God is building this church here with us, because we have God in us. Now, there's lots of times when we have different perspective, isn't it? There's lots of times when we're in the middle of it. Sometimes when we can see that storm coming in the distance and we know it's coming our way. But then there was also beautiful times when there was sunset, and this next slide might just show, look how beautiful that is. It was just glorious. You know, not every night we didn't have the sunsets, but it would literally truck down. Come on, dog, because the kids were going, I'm not going back again. But just sat there, breaking through those clouds, was these beautiful sunsets. And you know that saying, red sky at night, shepherd's delight? It's that thing, isn't it, about there's a new day coming, that actually it's going to be a good day tomorrow. And just while I've been thinking and praying about today, I think we just need to know it's going to be a good day tomorrow. Do you know, we're overwhelmed sometimes with the fear of what's coming, of what's just around the corner, the overwhelming thing of what can we possibly do to make a difference in this world. And we just have to take it, strip it right back to the one who's in front of you. I can't overemphasize how much I appreciate when someone welcomes me in, even though like it's only a few weeks in between. You know, you do get out of like not being able to see people or wondering how it is. So when someone welcomes you, you just feel home again. You know, when someone smiles at you and says, oh, it's good to see you, you feel home again. And it's just really encourage you to reach out to each other. You know, we don't know everybody's stories until we start talking to them and make friends and actually be genuinely interested. We can't all be there for everybody, but we can for one. So let's stop looking at the bigness and look who God's put in front of you. And don't underestimate the power in that, in friendship, true friendship, because that's what God's church is built upon, the fact of his promises, where we're going to encourage each other, cry together, laugh together, and then be able to say, but we're keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. We don't know the outcome. We don't know about this battle. It's different from the last one. Or sometimes it's the same as the other battle and it's a different outcome. We just don't know, do we? But God does. So when we had a little walk off the beach, we went onto a path. And I've been down this path loads of times, but this year was a bit different. And they'd actually been planting sunflowers. And this was just a real, oh, like I go to the same beach loads of times. And I'm like, where have these all come from? I didn't even know they were there. And sometimes we have this storm raging on the beach, don't we? And yet, it just reminded me how literally just round the corner was this beautiful army of sunflowers that were just standing like soldiers together. And the thing that I love about sunflowers is that they follow the sun. Their faces always point to wherever the sun is in the day. It's something that I learned about in Romania when I used to go there, and there was loads and loads of sunflower fields. And I remember just thinking, wow, whenever you go past, it doesn't matter whereabouts the sun is, whether it's, you know, just starting off the morning, midday, evening, the sun always follows, goes over the sky, and the sunflowers faces. The whole field of sunflowers literally follow the sun. And what an incredible example of us just being able to stand together as God's church and lift our faces to the sun, to our Jesus. Because literally, standing together, you may feel that you're in the middle of the beach where there's a storm raging at the minute, but let me encourage you that just up the road, you've got a whole army of our sunflowers praying, lifting their faces towards the sun, lifting your arms up. So don't be isolated. Let us know how we can help or support. And, you know, God knows anyway, and he will put you on people's hearts. But it just really encouraged me to see how, as church, we stand together. And I know that we all have our ups and downs and all this and bicker, because family do. But when we stand together, it is the most powerful place. You know, and in the same way, when there was a battle raging, you know the story about where Moses has to raise the rod and he has to keep his staff like lifted high in his arms, and his arms were getting really weary when the battle was raging. So he had Aaron and Hur come alongside, and it just struck me that they lifted a massive stone, because it says it was big enough for Moses to sit on. They actually did such physical, heavy things as well to make Moses as comfortable as possible while he was having to raise his arms and carry this staff. And they held his arms up. But while he was doing that, there was also a whole host of fighters and soldiers on the battlefield, in the midst of it, fighting and just being together as an army. Do you know, there's a beautiful verse in Song of Songs, and it just says, his banner over me is love. You know, and whenever there's a rainbow in the sky, I just think his banner over me is love. You know, there was one where one year we were in St. Ives and it was raining and all this, and then the sun broke up and it was this beautiful triple rainbow. And I just thought, his banner over me is love. And I want to remind you that that isn't just a nice phrase. There's something about a real declaration of Jehovah Nissi. It's where the flag is taken to remind us whose side we're on, whose side we're actually battling on, who is the one that battles for us on our behalf. There is a banner over us that is love, because it is reminding us that the victory is already won, and that flag is over us, and that banner is over us because God has already got the victory. It reminds us he is on our side as we fight on his side. Let's not forget, he's already got this battle in hand. So I'm going to ask the worship team to just come back up as I read the rest of this chapter. And then we're going to go straight into worship. So where we carry on with this, so we'd left it where he was saying, God, we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We don't know what to do. Our eyes are on you. So all the men of Judah and their wives and children and little ones stood there before the Lord. With the spirit of the Lord, he came upon Jaziel, son of Zechariah, son of Benaiah, son of Jael, son of Mathiah, a Levite, a descendant of Asaph. And he stood there in the assembly. And I love that it gives that whole genealogy. Just to remember that it's not just about having physical flesh and blood of families with you in church. It is church family, that we are now born again into church family. It's not just the flesh and blood of our physical family being here with us. We have this whole genealogy of people standing with us. And he said, listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. The battle is not yours, it's God's. Maybe you just need to be reminded of that today. The battle's not yours, it is God's. Tomorrow, march down on them, and they will be climbing to the pass and at the end of the gorge, and you will see the battle in front, but you don't have to fight it. Take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out and face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. And as I was praying over this, I had a very deep sense that someone has been really worrying about the rain that's just around the corner, the storm that's just around the corner, the battle that's just around the corner. They can see it coming in the distance and they don't want to face it. And I just believe that God is just saying to you today, go out and face it, because I'm with you. So whenever it's today or tomorrow, don't worry about having to run away. You can face it because God is with you and he will give you all that you need. And then Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. And then they stood and praised God, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. Have faith in the Lord, and you will be upheld in faith. And after consulting with the people, they began to sing. And the Lord said, praise him with the splendor of his holiness. And they went out ahead of the army and they said, give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. And they began to sing and praise to the Lord. So that's exactly what we're going to do now. And we'll be doing it tonight at the 6 o'clock prayer meeting. We are thanking God that he is Jehovah Nissi, that he has a banner over us that is love, that he reminds us whose side we are on. And he already has the victory of that. 1 John 3 says, this is how we know what love is, that Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. As we've been singing, let's just stand together right now. Do you know, maybe you've never raised your hands in worship or in prayer or in a way of surrender to God. And just as we're thinking about Moses having to lift his arms up, maybe you just need to actually lift your arms and have a physical response to give your burdens to God today. Maybe you just need reminding that God is with you, and with his strength, you can face tomorrow. And with all that is going on, we pray particularly for our beautiful Mary, and you know, Mary, that I just love you like the sunflowers that always encourage us to keep our faces lifted to Jesus. We love Gary and John and Becky and Claire as they're by the bedside. We're praying for Graham as he's having repeated operations at the minute. And you will know of many, many others, that there's too many to name. So as we pray and worship now, we are praying for a breakthrough, not just in how, because sometimes we don't know what the answer's going to be. We know that as we praise and lift our voices, as that sunflower field, all our faces will lift towards Jesus, and we will stop being overwhelmed by the problem, and we will know that God knows right now which one needs him. Which one needs him? So as you stand in the gap, as we come together as that mighty warrior battling for people, I thank you that God knows exactly what you need right now as well, that he will refresh you and restore you. Let him remind you that you are on his side, but he is on your side. His banner over you is love, and we have that declaration of victory because it is already won. We've already been singing about the fact that we have no fear in death, we have no fear in the storms that rage, because we can face tomorrow, because our incredible God gives us that beautiful promise, as sure as when there's a sunset, that the new day's coming and it's going to be glorious. Glorious. So Lord, I just pray as we worship you now, God, forgive us when we're overwhelmed with the statistics and the what the doctors say and what the things are facing and all that comes before us. And God, we thank you, Lord, that there is a reality of our humanity when we're up and when we're down. And God, I thank you, Lord, that you put good people around us as well as your Holy Spirit to support, to carry, to guide, to look after each other. Lord, may we be a church who are known for loving and caring and just pointing our faces to Jesus and giving all to you. Because God, when we have a time when we have no words to say, we worship. In Jesus' name, amen.